12 minutes after 3, Jeeva Greenaway, architect, director of Greenaway Architects and chair of Indigenous Architecture and Design Victoria. Jeeva, why is it then when really big, important buildings are decided upon in our city, in our regional centres, that more often than not, the architecture comes down to a competition?
There's three reasons, really. It's about developing ideas, first and foremost, often around looking at innovation, particularly. And fostering new talent is often an idea around why we'd sort of go to a competition scenario. And I think also it's really about thinking about that we're often using funds which are from government, which is community funds in a way. So it's about value for money, it's about benchmarking, it's about developing briefs which really start to analyse what's needed. So you can see there's a range of different reasons of why we'd actually enter in a competition scenario.
And does it make it more open for everybody to throw their hat in the ring?
Well, it's important to understand that there are different types of competitions and how they're organised. So the one which is most inclusive is called an open competition. And this is where it's really driven by the ideas, not necessarily about who. So this is often about seeing what ideas come out of a proposition, and it's really about the innovation and the thinking behind it. And then you start to interrogate whether there's capacity. Then you can have like a limited open competition where it's open call, but then you often start to interrogate who's doing it and whether they've got a track record. And then you can have select competitions where it's very much targeting a particular type of design practice to see whether they've got the capability, the resources, the track record, and also have done that particular building typology, for instance. So that's very much more limited scope in terms of who's able to access it.
And if these are buildings like Federation Square, like the Opera House, all of these big buildings that we all know and love, as consumers, just as members of the community, do we feel like then it gives us a sense of ownership if it's been put out there to the public, so to speak, and hasn't been done behind a closed door?
Well, it certainly builds public interest. It also facilitates transparency and probity around the process itself, and starting to develop, looking at things around quality, excellence, civic pride, leaving a legacy, particularly with significant projects for a city.
Who decides on the final winner, though?
That's a very good question. So importantly, there is invariably a jury. So this is invariably your own sort of peers. So they're from profession, so they can be architects or urban planners or landscape architects. You'll also have somebody who chairs and sort of creates the brief and defines the parameters of the competition. So it's all about being transparent. Invariably there will be payment for the work of those who win the competition and submit. So it's codifying and clarifying, the extent of what's being put forward, but understanding what's going to happen at the end. So you can have situations where you have a competition where there are no winners, or you don't actually proceed to building it. So it's knowing in advance, is this about an ideas competition to seed an opportunity, or is it something which is actually going to be built?